Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, friends. Don Todrin here from Second Wind. You know, I have so many different things I want to talk about, but I have talked about the subject I'm about to engage in a number of times, but I just have to do it again. You know, it's the big barrier that prevents success. You know, let me give you a very simple statistic. So I field a lot of calls. We have a marketing program, and I talk to a lot of business owners about their debt and what we can do for them. And at the end of the day, if they're appropriate, you know, if I can help them, if the numbers work, if the details line up, then I send out a contract. Now, when I send out a contract, it's because these people are deeply stressed, upside down, assets are worth far less than the debt that they're paying, and they need to do a workout. They're barely able to survive, or they're in default. They're not taking a paycheck. They've racked up their credit cards. They're defaulting on something, whether it's vendors or the landlord or taxes or the bank, whether it's secured or unsecured, it ain't working. So I talk to them. I review their numbers. I create a strategy for them, and I tell them the results. And the results are always, I can wipe out your debt, free you from your personal guarantee, and set you up for another victory. Survive, emerge, and succeed. That's what I can deliver. Well, here's the rub. Frankly, why would somebody walk away from that? Well, there's two reasons. One reason is they can't afford it. They just don't have the dough. It's not free. Not just my fee, but you don't get out of a workout for nothing. We have to pay something. And you're going to have the cash. Depends upon the liquidated value of the real estate, the assets, you know, the receivables. It's a little more complicated than I'm making it. But there are those that just simply have run so dry, they're so upside down, they're so deprived that they just can't make it. So that's a legitimate reason. But by far, the largest majority of people that actually walk away and say they're not going to do it, they just disappear on me. They have the cash. They've got the ability, but it's an emotional block. And this is what blows my mind, makes me wild. You see, business should not be emotional. Business decisions should not be emotional. There's no place for emotion in business decisions. It should be logical analysis and evaluation of benefits versus cost. That's what works. Emotion doesn't work in business decisions, whether it feels good, whether we like it, whether your spouse likes it. You know, what does that have to do with anything? You're in a jam. You didn't get there because you wanted to. You didn't do it on purpose. You didn't intend it to happen. It happened, whether it's the economy, ruthless competition, unfair competition, whatever it may be. Whatever it may be, misguided, misjudged, wrong place, wrong time, too expensive, whatever it may be, it makes no difference. Your business is not operating. It's in jeopardy. The jobs are in jeopardy. The whole thing could go south on you. Bankruptcy looming. And yet, people say, wow, that's very interesting. Thank you very much. I'll see you later. And I call them, and I never hear from them again, and they disappear. And eventually, we call them, and their line is out of order, and they're gone. Well, we know what happened. They went out of business, and then they're stuck with a huge debt, and they probably have to do a bankruptcy. Maybe it affects their home. Maybe it affects their college education funds for their kids. Who knows what destruction it does? But I know this. It ain't pretty. The jobs are gone. The investment is gone. The opportunity is gone, and a lot of people get hurt. All right. So why is it that when I offer you a safe passage, a safe harbor, a path to success, a way out of this debt. Look, you can't pay it. You're not trying to get rich on it. You just can't pay it because you don't have it. And yet, lo and behold, two-thirds of the contracts that we send out do not materialize. Two-thirds! Two-thirds! One-third are our clients, and we do very well with them. The results are phenomenal. Not perfect. Nothing is perfect. We drop a few, and we don't drop any balls, but we have a few clients that can't make it. But, you know, 95 out of 100 do. So why is it? And what it is that emotional barrier. I gave my word. Well, I know you gave your word, but you're about to be wiped out. If you could follow through on your word, we would all applaud you. That would be great. But you can't. So what does that mean, you gave your word? So you should go down with your ship. You should lose the jobs for your people. You should blow up your investments. You should sacrifice your family because you gave your word? Really? Amazing. Amazing. And yet, it is an emotional barrier. I don't want to do that. My spouse doesn't want me to do that. It doesn't feel right. Well, look, this is business. You know, it's not a matter of feeling right. Either you can or you can't. If you can't, then you need to respond to the situation. Now, when we present ourselves to the banks, we explain to them what's going on. They don't get crazy. They don't jump up and down. They don't get emotional. They say, okay, we know how to handle this, and we give them the right documentation. We offer them the pennies on the dollar. And why would they accept it if it wasn't a logical conclusion that worked for them? Look, we go back to the big banks in this country time after time after time. Wells Fargo, Chase, Citi. We're there 20 times a year. And if it wasn't right, if it didn't work for them, they wouldn't allow us back in their arena. They wouldn't negotiate with us. They wouldn't play. And we reach the best results every single time because it makes sense. In fact, I go further. I say, hold everything. Hold everything, folks. This is the most honorable thing that a borrower in distress can do, to present himself to the bank with professional representation to resolve the issues at the least cost, quickest, and the best results possible, given they're going to be extreme, for the benefit of the bank, because that's what we do. Best results possible without cost to them and without a huge time delay. I mean, you go into bankruptcy, it costs them a fortune. They have to put counsel on it. They got to pay attention. They got to show up. They got to do things. They got to maybe foreclose on you through bankruptcy. Who knows? But it takes a year or more. It's costly, and they get the least out of it, not the most. 11s are converted to 7 every day of the week. Doesn't work for anyone. We go there, we say, look, here's our evaluation. You can check it. We've got a buyer for the assets. We're going to liquidate at liquidated value, but higher than what bankruptcy auction would bring. And there's no legal fees or cost to you. And you can look over our shoulder and see anything you want. That's honorable. That's respectable. That's appropriate. And yet, two-thirds of the business owners that we talk to walk away because of an emotional reason. They don't want to do it. It's not bad enough now. They're not desperate. They're not taking a paycheck. They're handling far more debt than they can afford, far more than the business is worth. And yet they're comfortable with the poison that they know rather than the solution that they don't know. And, you know, the remarks I get is, it's too good to be true. Well, it is good. It's very good. But it's also very true. We have 30 years of success. We've got references by the six-pack. We've got books and radio shows and case studies and references galore. You can check us out. We're very visible. We fly people in. Anyone that wants to come and see us and talk to us, we will fly you in on our nickel, put you up overnight, take you out to eat, hang out with you, create a trust relationship, bring you into our office so you can meet the men that would represent you, have them evaluate you as well, hear it twice, and then go home without even having to make a decision until you're ready. And yet, come in, close, no doubt about it. But those that won't even make the steps are going to fail. They're going to crash and burn. So yes, folks, it's emotion. It's emotion that says, I've got to go down with the ship. In fact, I'm going to force the ship down rather than save the ship. That's how committed I am to my emotions. I'm going to pull the plug on my own business by allowing it to self-destruct. And then everybody gets screwed. Bank, employees, vendors, and you get nothing to show for it. saddens me. You know, there's a joke in my office. I expect to come to work Monday morning and see 1,000 people standing in line screaming, "Take me, take me." And yet every Monday morning, I don't see that line. And I can't imagine why. And the reason is because it takes a particular type of logical person that wants to survive to do what it takes to reach that goal, and we can deliver that. Everyone else is locked in emotion. They gave their word. I'll look bad. It doesn't feel good. What will my banker say? He's a good guy. Oh, my goodness. We need to wake up, folks, because when you're upside down, in default, stressed, not paying, the banker is your enemy. He's not a good guy. He's there to collect from you, no matter what it takes, not to help you. Unfortunately, they had a better attitude and approach to it. We could turn things around, but they don't. They don't. So that's what we're living with. All right, folks, I just wanted to give you that message again. You know, hopefully when one of you calls me, you'll remember this, and when it starts feeling, you know, nasty, tough, hard, bad, not what you want, you'll know you're close to the answer, the real solution. Because the problem is you and your inability to manage effectively, and that's filled with emotion also. All right, so lesson for the day is done. I want to foreshadow. I want to talk to you. So I'm going to begin delivering the four pillars on this show starting next week. I'm going to lengthen the show from 15 minutes to at least a half an hour. And I'm going to take you through the course. It won't be as deep as I would in other circumstances or ways, but it'll be a good evaluation and review of what the four pillars provide. You can learn something from it. You can apply some of these principles to your own business as soon as you hear it. I'm going to give you the nuts and bolts. And you know, there are things that you can't do, you can call for help. The things that you don't understand, you can ask for assistance. Pillar four, the debt workout pillar. I highly advise you not to attempt on your own. You know, borrowers just do not get the right results. We get the best results. And it's not that I'm smarter than you or that my men are better than you. It's just the way it works out. The banks do not want to settle with a borrower. They'd be glad to settle with a specialist, but not a borrower. The borrower is the bad guy. The borrower breached the loan. You know, there's emotion on the bank side as well. And so they're mad at you, and they're not mad at me, and we're specialists, and we didn't borrow the money, and we work with them, and we understand them, and you don't, and you don't know how, and you say the wrong things, and it doesn't work out. So there's a long-standing history of that not working. What works is having a specialist that knows what we're doing. So I'm going to run you through the next 4 weeks. I'm going to run you through the four pillars, a pillar a week. I hope you take notes. I hope you learn something, and I hope you apply it to your business and better your position. And if that doesn't work out, then I hope you call me and let me do it for you. My men are ready, willing, and able. I invite you to come here to inspect us, and I look forward to those inquiries. All right, folks. Time goes quickly. Thank you. I appreciate it, and I look forward to talking with you next week. Bye now.